We are moving beyond thought. There's a book by Krishnamurti which is called The Awakening of Intelligence, and really this is what it is. But intelligence, not as defined by academic textbooks, is not the intelligence that you can be measured in IQ tests. All that IQ tests measure is your ability to solve little puzzles. Intelligence is so much vaster than that. And that is what is arising here and now. It's intelligence that operates noiselessly. That does not exclude thought. The vastness of it includes thought, but it's far beyond thought. Thought is small. But thought, even thought, can be inspired, informed, and energized by that vast intelligence when thought is no longer trapped within itself, when a self is identified with thought. Thought is like a knot, K-N-O-T. You've tied yourself into a knot. Intelligence cannot flow through freely. This is the untying of the knot in both senses of the word. The no to life and the knot is being untied. Then the vaster intelligence can move through. And it can even express itself through the mind. You can speak from that state of still presence. The energy of that field then flows into the words, and the words are empowered. Of course, they are not new. Very rarely does it happen that one creates new words, nor is it necessary. Every word is old. It has a history. There's nothing you can do about that. Every thought, most thought is conceptual, words, it's old, it has a history, and yet when a word arises out of that vastness, not the prison of a little mind, self-serving mind, a mind that is now open to the influx of the greater intelligence, then it can be, the mind can also be inspired by that. It can then give form, and it will come creative forms, new forms. There's a freshness, a newness, an aliveness, and a power to the forms that the mind then gives birth to, because the mind becomes aligned, one with the vastness of intelligence, as it did with every creative person in the world. Every creative person, somewhere in their field of creativity, were aligned with the greater intelligence. Not usually in their whole lives, but here our whole lives are becoming transformed by that. So I've been speaking for a long time. Words have been coming out of my mouth, this mouth. And yet, the words came out of the field of presence. Of course, they are old words, but there is a power to those words that goes beyond the informational value of the words. That has its place too. The words point to the truth. They have a certain informational value. You can then see where madness is, and you can see where the end of madness is. The informational value of words, but the words that come that are spoken from presence have an energetic quality to them which comes from the vastness of presence or consciousness. They are, so to speak, charged with the energy of that. And that's why it's beautiful to sit here and listen to the words that come, that are spoken by presence, you listen to the words are being decoded by your mind, the mind extracts the meaning from the words, but that is not the end of the words. Then the words go deeper into yourself, and what's left of the words is the energy of presence that they carry. They become carriers of that, and then they awaken the presence in you. They go in. So you can drink in, when words come, are spoken from presence, you can drink in those words, and after a while you cannot even bother anymore with the information level of the words. That's why some people come to all my talks. They don't hear anything new anymore, nor is it necessary. But there's an awakening through the energy quality of the sound of the words of presence. And that's the beauty of spiritual discourse, and that's the power of spiritual discourse. Spiritual discourse does not come from a person, does not come from accumulated knowledge. And you know it when you hear it. You can sense the power, something within you responds. It is a self-recognition. The words have an energetic quality to them. That's why we've been here and you've been listening. Now, if you were only here as a mind, if the screen of mind as you were sitting here had been so dense that all that you could get from sitting here was the informational value of the words, but the screen of minds might have prevented you from allowing these words to sink more deeply into yourself, then it's not all that interesting after a while. You sit here and say, okay, I've heard enough now, I've taken a few notes, I could have read this in books, perhaps. Yeah, it was interesting, but well, now what's the next thing? Where's the next interesting bit of information? That's the mind. Let's go on to the next bit. There's a little gap now. Gaps are good. Whatever arises in you as sense experience, as you go out of here, things that arise from within, allow it all so completely that you can sense the now itself in which it happens. As yourself. That's the secret, the open secret.